Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am so excited to be with all of you today, and I want to say good morning to all of you today. It is a very special day to be with all of you. It is also 12:04, just after the noon hour here in Central Florida. I also want to share with everyone that we have a little surprise. Our birthday girl is my producer. Every single week here, Serena, I want you to all say happy birthday to Serena, who is with us always, of course, and she's doing such a great job in every way. So I just adore her, and I want to say happy birthday to you, Serena. And I would have been mortified if we did not know. So please, everyone, join me in saying happy birthday to her. And super special. I hope you have the most magical year. I'm so grateful to have you in my life. And I am definitely excited to see what next year is going to bring. I want to welcome all of you this morning. I see you, Jim, at Katniss13. Hi, I see Quelly and Tara and Anne. Hello, everybody saying happy birthday to you, Serena. Lynn and Renee, Annika, Randy and Pamela, Kelly. Good morning, Jean. Yes, I'm coming on in. I'm definitely in the mood to do some readings this morning. I am laughing because my children are on their way back, slowly but surely, through snow for the first time. Coming down from the Northeast, they went on a little bit of a trip to the nation's capital and things like that, and had a great time. But it's kind of funny because Mom said, you know, it's going to probably snow. I tried to talk them out of it every which way I could. You know, that's how I am. And overprotective mother. But anyway, long story short, they said, no, it never snows there. Our friends said it'll be fine. And anyway, they've had a ton of great snow, and I'm glad they're having an experience, but I'm watching every move they make on the road. So it is very, very funny. In the meantime, I am relaxed. I'm excited. We are in the middle of already this holiday season. I cannot believe it. I have so much anticipation, though, for 2026, that I'm really, really looking forward to it. I have a really good vibe about it. It's so nice to hear you all also. It's so nice to see you, I should say. But I do have a good vibe. I have a lot of voices going on. I also have a lot of vision. And I'm getting some visitors from the other side. So maybe we'll see a little bit of that today, hopefully. Meanwhile, I do have a couple of announcements before we get going. And I am actually wanting your questions today. I want to get into some good readings with you tomorrow night over on 1-2 Academy. We're just going to have a one night only. And I'm sure, thank you, Mark, for Mark Hessen for sharing that. But I know we have a one night only tomorrow night at 6 p.m. When I sent the email out, I think I was so excited. I didn't even tell you guys the date unless you click on that link. But it is 6 Pacific time. We're going to do a little bit of looking ahead, but of course, also tying up some loose ends from this year. And what I plan on doing next year, I have been blessed with a lifelong friendship, a lifelong connection, who actually introduced us, Mark and I, years ago. January 9th will be 18 years, and it'll be a special day. But at that time, Savannah Arienta, I don't know if you know her or not, but if you don't, I'm sure you will. I'm really, really excited. I'm going to be teaching some of her newer material, her latest material. She does have several books out on the market. They're on Amazon, and I highly recommend her. But in any case, I'm excited to be teaching a lot of what she has scripted over the years. And she's very, very good behind the scenes, but she really doesn't, you know, I've been studying with her and also really, really learning some of these new possibilities about how we can go and proceed going into the future vibrationally and really open up to new possibilities around manifestation and definitely learn how to shift into your own future reality. Nothing, I don't want to say it's time travel or anything like that, but definitely looking at the patterns and really realizing how your identity and how your repeated choices create a certain momentum. And a lot of time, you know, often we say to ourselves, if we're feeling a certain way, say you're, you know, there's an example of feeling overwhelmed. How do you not feel overwhelmed? And what do we do in order to, just approach these normal everyday feelings? And so how do we support ourselves with these feelings is more or less, how we want to approach it. And I feel very, very good about bringing some of this to you next year. And I'll be excited to share more as time goes by. So I look forward to that. We're going to do a little bit of a little bit of that tomorrow night to get ready for the new year. So I'll be excited about that. And really just how our shifting our perspective or shifting our environment or making a small change, because we have so many, sometimes we say, when we get readings and things, we look at our future and we say to ourselves, we want to know the outcome. We ask for the outcome. And what happens intermittently is that we have to open up to a potential for maybe more than one outcome. Maybe there are a few outcomes. Maybe there are, no matter what, maybe it is fated, slated, and destined to occur. But if you make, and those are the things we cannot change, but as a seasoned reader, we have to look at all of the possibilities along the way and decide whether you're going to change something by choice, by your own free will, by your choices, and open up to another possibility. That's why I firmly believe, and I know wholeheartedly, that you can change an outcome for the better by making certain choices or having certain decisions that are put in front of you to choose right or left. And this is where guidance comes in a very good way, because we are faced with certain choices of free will. There are those things that we get blessed over as well. Where we don't really have a choice in the matter. There are certain relationships you go through, no matter what you do, you know, they're destined. It doesn't matter what the choices are. And so we can't, sometimes we get involved with people or circumstances or energies. We vibe with certain people and we don't really understand why, because maybe they're disappointing. So, you know, or you have your soul connections and you have these one-on-one intimate relationships that aren't really the best, but you can't get out of it or you don't understand it. And there are so many layers and levels of what can be fated or slated for you. And we're not supposed to be forcing anything in our environment. We're not supposed to be like kicking and screaming along the way. Sometimes we have to take steps and we take action steps to change certain things. But in the meantime, we understand that there are those moments in time where we are fated for something, that no matter what we do, it's God's will and it's our destiny. And we therefore understand that it's best to tap into a little bit of our spirituality and tap into a little bit of what we can't see or feel. How many of you really need solid proof before you say, okay, now I'm going to have faith. Now I'm going to believe it. Now I'm going to have hope. Now I need a sign. You know, how many of you ask for signs and receive them? And so all of this tied together, Annika, good morning to you. All of this tied together is a very, or good afternoon, I should say, it seems so much easier. Like, I think when we go through the day to day and we feel overwhelmed, we always see we tend to focus on the difficulty of it or feeling that overwhelmness or how do we change these things in the now, and how do we move through these things that we really don't want to deal with, or how do we get to the other side, you know? So a little bit of this and changing certain decisions or altering our course to get out of certain patterns, addictions that we want to get released from or remove ourselves from. It could be anything from too much food to too much. Maybe some people are addicted to romance in itself, you know, or the fantasy of it. Or how about relationships in general? Maybe we're just addicted to the internet or Facebook or Instagram, whatever it may be, you know. And so we have to look at addiction from so many different layers and angles. And we want to bring more balance and harmony and peace into our world next year. I feel like it's very possible after this last year has been a bit much. And I think we're going to move towards that. Okay. So I'm going to come in and take your questions. I'm excited that you're here. I love connecting with all of you. I want to see who has a question for me. And if not, I'm going to come down the list. And hello, Lori the Love Sherpa. Good morning to you. Mark Husson is here. Good morning to you. I'm ready to take some questions. Would you have a question today? I'm kidding. I'm excited that you're here, but I'm also excited to come back and teach tomorrow night. Erin, good morning to you also. It's so nice that you're here. And I will look forward to returning. I will be with you on 1-2 Academy more and more in the next new year, because I feel like what we've learned over time is through gathering and connecting, we synchronize certain things and we co-create and manifest to make things happen. And I believe the camaraderie there is so good that we have space for each other. And it really does make a difference when we're connected. And I believe that we don't feel like the Lone Ranger on an island somewhere, or we don't feel like, I don't know, like we're like a one-man band, you know, on an island somewhere. Hi there, Miss Fairy SF. Nice to see you. Hi, Becca. Good morning. I was just looking for you, actually, talking about class. Becca is one of our anchor students over there. And of course, becoming a teacher always. She's a teacher in her own right. And we love this energy. And, you know, sometimes you all know in your lives, you have that person or those people in certain scenarios that it's like your plus one, you know. Who is your plus one? Who do you look to? Who do you look for? Who do you look after? Who do you look to be near to? And so I think that we learn over time who our plus ones are. And I love that energy. So let me come on in, and I see some questions. So I want to start at the top. I'm so excited that you're all here. Jean has a question. She said she's working hard on improving her situation. Any guidance from Spirit would be greatly appreciated. Let's take a look. You know, I actually think you can even, I mean, I'm not discouraging hard work by any means, but I don't know if, I think, I really feel like I want to say you can relax a little bit too. And again, that healthy balance, I feel good about that. So maybe taking it easy over the holiday, you know, I would encourage that in you so much. And honestly, you are coming out of, Jean, this is for you, you're coming out of a cycle of feeling maybe, sometimes we say, somebody says to me, well, what do you mean by karma? Or that word is so, it's present in our society. It means so many different things because we could have positive karma, negative karma, togetherness karma, familiarity karma, like all of these ancestral karma. Like we have all these things in the world. So what's another good word for karma? If anyone has one, please share. But because we don't really, I mean, we're here and we have to be in the now also, but we also have all these other things, or we know as humans, we feel certain things, or we, have an understanding of previous matters that we have been involved in or engaged in that familiarity. We don't really know where it comes from. And so we throw that word out there, in a vague sense, but in any case, I think you're working on some of that. And I do believe, you know, even though I'm telling you to keep a balance and everything, there's going to be some action that is taking over where your movement is going to become easier and you're going to succeed in what you're trying to do. And your efforts are going to pay off to where you're not having to make effort anymore. And sometimes when we make too when we work too hard or we're making too much effort, we kind of feel stuck and we're like sluggish. And instead we learn, and this is what some of what I'm saying about the timeline of manifestation and how we want to clear any kind of interference to help us move forward. And that is where we get stuck. So in reality, from an action standpoint, we are never stuck, because even if we have to work on clearing some block, or we're in the interim of a blocked emotion, a blocked feeling, a blocked circumstance, it's really all happening for a reason, and the dynamic of time changes it. So we can really say to ourselves, what purpose is this serving, or is this serving a purpose? Is this protecting me, which is most likely? Is this protecting me from something else that I'm not supposed to do? Is it prohibiting me from going down a path that I'm really not supposed to be going towards? And I really feel that, you know. I love that we're going towards, for you, more momentum. And I also see you getting some justice and feeling satisfied with that justice. And so you're going to be good. You're saying that just keep telling the truth. You're passing tests with flying colors. And you're going to feel really achieved through some of these situations. The balance, yes. The ebb and flow, yes. It's challenging. It's so easy to say we're going to go with the ebb and the flow, because as humans, we want to try to manage or control or take charge or situate, structure, organize, you know, whatever we're doing. And so it is a little difficult to let go. What happens to us when we don't let go? If the universe is calling for us, and I say if God's calling for us to do so, what happens is when we don't let go, and we know, like when we're clinging to something so tightly and we're hanging on for dear life, and how many of us and how many of you have received some kind of other circumstance or something that really takes your focus off of it, and then you're like, oh, okay. And then you know, if like sometimes we're so meant to let go of something that if we don't, something else happens that we're forced to do it. And so these are things that are all synchronized and aligned in our lives moving forward in this universe that we love and believe in. And so, you know, after coming out of a difficult year, going into a new year, part of me feels like next year is going to be, we go into a whole new vibration and a whole new energy, and we're always excited at the new year. And I know it's Mark Husson who always says, because we only have a few weeks, right? But, and I'll be with you guys for the next couple weeks too. But Mark is always the one who encouraged us to not have those resolutions for the new year, but to really instead look forward to a new year of wholeness and whatever it is you want to do and sink your teeth in. Because we can vow to make a promise to ourselves and break it every time also, you know? So we want to be careful with that and just say, let's just look at the whole, we're going to have a really good time and definitely look forward to some easier energy. Of course, acclimated to what's now become more of the norm. And just that in itself helps us flow and it helps us move forward and our timelines become easier. And what we occupy through the now is, and how we're exuding our energy in the now is really what helps us shift moving forward. And even if the tiniest decisions, how many of you can relate to the tiniest decisions? Making huge changes in your life, or what seemed like a tiny decision. And just that one little choice can move everything. Maureen, I love your dinosaurs. I love my dinosaurs. Thank you. I feel like a dinosaur. Good morning to you. Good luck at your physical. I'm absolutely not worried. I know you're on top of all that. I think that her home is that Maureen has joined the empty nest with the rest of us, or many of us that are empty nesters. It definitely feels different. Don't get into trouble while you're out there free. I'm teasing. She said she's redecorating and working on the house. Her son purchased a home, and again, another retrograde purchase, right? And we talk about that. So they always need a little bit of something extra, but it's always an amazing thing to see during a retrograde. We never negate home purchases and retrogrades, because on the other side of that, once you do renovate or you get them up to speed, or it takes a little time to navigate and get comfortable with what you're dealing with, you always earn money on the other side. You benefit from it in some major way. So I love that. Okay. And good morning. Nadine comes in and says blueberries, and I have cream cheese, and I don't know why I mix blueberries and cream cheese in my mind, but I did, if anybody's doing anything like that. But I'm also getting a lot of color like that around you. And so if anybody is eating cream cheese this morning, to come and tell us, because I'll probably pick on you next for a reading. But I think that blueberries are key, because I actually ate some before the show. So that's pretty funny and psychic, Nadine. Good morning. And I'm actually trying to focus on choosing some of these foods that encourage and heighten our intuition even further. So we're going to be doing some of that this year as well. It's easy to get off the path when you're trying to be healthy and you're trying to do things not only for your body and your mind and, you know, all of those things around our health, but also our spiritual health. And I'm going to focus on that first and foremost, because when we strengthen these things, we strengthen, again, our vertical connection is strengthened, and then we go on and spread that horizontally to as many as we can. And that's what we love to do. Jean, coming back to you, I don't feel like there's anything else you can do that you're not doing, except just relax a little bit, if that makes any sense. I know that you're doing well. And also, I think when we slow down a tiny bit, we don't really I think getting rid of that feeling of, oh, I could be doing something productive. When we choose to slow down a little bit in our space, we usually spend a majority of that time saying or thinking what we could be doing instead of taking our downtime. And I believe over time, we have to remind ourselves that that's not really taking downtime. And so I feel a little bit of this, and I feel very, very good moving forward next year. I really think you're going to all learn more of how to take care of yourselves. And I think it's going to be a very significant time. And so let me come in. I'm going to take another question. Jean, this is really for you, but I hope it makes sense. I think it's okay to take a kick back for a minute and not feel bad about it. because that's what we have to learn how to do. I'm coming into berry yogurt this morning. I love it. I know blueberries are on the agenda. It's a very psychic food energy, so I like that. Jim, I'm sorry you're missing too, but we'll see you next year for sure. I know it's a very busy time of year. I just wanted to come back together with everyone and really wrap up the year with a little bow. And we will miss you for sure. All right. Let's take a look. Joni has a sizable dental procedure, she says. Thank you for taking a peek. I am going to take a peek right now. Let's see. Tara, I'm looking forward to class also. All right, let me see now. Hold on a sec. All right, Joni, this is for you. And then I want to stay a little bit. Let's look at your dental procedure, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. I definitely see it's normal. We all have a little fear. Oh, yeah, it's going to be excellent. Not even any need to worry. I always tell everyone to take it easy for a little bit longer than they tell you so we don't have any mistakes. You look fantastic. I love your doctor. I'm not worried at all. Of course, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. You look good. You're going to heal pretty quickly. It's going to be surprising. And take it easy. Don't do anything that, you know, no chomping, you know. You know what not to do and you'll be okay. It'll be okay. She says it's sizable. I see it's sizable, but nothing that you're not going to recover quickly from, okay? There's one area that's a little bit of a bugger. I feel this. Or it could be one tooth, could be I see the mucosal lining is a little tender, but you're definitely okay. Because I see a little redness around one area, a little, I think rinse, keep your, you know what to do before. Also this week, I would use a lot of like extra salt water rinses and things like that. Keep that area good. And it really does help. Also anti-inflammatories, as you know, and check with your doctor first, but that's what I would suggest, definitely. All right, lots of love to you. I can't really say have a great time, but, you know. You'll be back with bells on, I know, so good luck. Lots of love and comfort through that. It'll be great. No need to even give it a second thought. That's how I feel. Okay, my godson has entered. Hello, Mr. Tyler. It's so nice to see you, and I miss you. And yes, we could talk on the phone today. How's that? I would love that too. I've been wanting to call and wanting to connect, and I'm super glad you're here. And I see lots of hard work going on in your household if it hasn't started already, but it will. So we'll sneak away for a little time, and that'll be fun, okay, hon? All right, love you. I'm happy you're here. I'll call later. All right. You have a wonderful day. Tell dads I said hi. But there is a lot of work coming and a lot of busy energy. So I feel good about that. Keep them out of trouble. You know what I mean? And I'll be checking on you today. All right. Thanks for being here, hon. Let me see. I had somebody ask me a parenting question. Miss Fairy. Any go-to tips for an extra bit of patience? She says, breathe and prayer. And honestly, I'm sure many of you do this. I always like to give a little tidbit about something that happened, you know, like a little story time. Because our generations of kids now, I'm thinking some of us are in the generation of between our children and our parents, both. And it works but for both, you know. And I try to tell them little stories so they don't. I try to teach through storytelling, not through direction, more or less, because they always take it from a third party better than ourselves. And so I'll say, oh, so-and-so told me this whole thing, you know, and I'll go on about that. And actually, I think that there's a lot of learning that goes on through those stories, and I always make them about someone else. Every now and then, I think for yourself, you know, when you say you breathe and you pray and all of these things, to have a little bit of patience for either generation, the one before us, the one after us, taking time out for you is so very important, because if not, it really does turn, you know, sometimes there are legitimate factors in our lives where someone will say, take a break, or don't stress over it. Or this is like, so if you're in a situation and you can't take a break, you know, or you can't like look for the door, like, you know, avoidance works great, but I'm teasing you. I mean, I know there are circumstances that we can't get our point across, and I think that's where we learn sometimes to let go and to remember that there is a ginormous universe out there, like you said, prayer. It does work. Or sometimes I just go, forget it. Like I knew, for example, I mean, it never really ends, but I knew the snow thing was going to happen with two Florida millennials who haven't left Florida alone ever. And I had a funny feeling they were going to hit some snow. And so, but at the same time, I'm like, sometimes as parents or as children of parents, I think surrendering it is the key to success, because, I don't want to like downplay your issues with the kids or anything like that, but I do believe sometimes not hyping it up or making it more dramatic or turning it into worse than it is the best thing we could give ourselves. Because most of the time, these things work out with the kids, or they work out with the parents, or we're trying to micromanage. Like, say, for example, Johnny had a fight with Sally, and we get so wrapped up in it, we go head over heels, we contact the parent, we go through hula hoops. I just went through this with somebody the other day and their child. We go through hula hoops trying to fix the situation or turn it, you know, and then the next hour later, everything's over. And we get so wrapped up in trying to fix it that we instead should try to surrender it and let certain things take care of themselves, if this makes any sense. But sometimes using those third-party things or examples also will help you progress further into a period of being able to breathe, or other times the surrender part of it, you know. Those are the two things I think that I don't know, especially when there are health crises, or I'm super proactive. I'm also called a control freak all the time as a mother. But at the same time, it's, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. I saw life and death a lot, and we faced it together. But, you know, for little things, day things, let it roll off your back. And for things that you know are coming down the pike, that I feel like your intuition is super heightened. And for things that are heightened like that, and you know you could see the trains coming down the track, then the third party storyline always works. The bad dreams sometimes I used, I have little things like that. And for you specifically, I think letting go a little bit is also good. I see good news actually coming into your life, by the way, within the next 3 weeks or so. You're going to be feeling a lot better, and you're going to get excited about the new year also. And I do hope that helps. These are just little tidbits that are crossing my mind. But also, intuitively, I see things smoothing over. For yourself, personally, I hope it helps. But for you, we have screaming babies, or sometimes screaming adults. It doesn't really, I think we become the whipping post somewhat. And so also protect yourself in that way and put some boundaries out. I feel you need a spa, like even a massage, a nail thing, whatever is it you're into, facial, anything fun. I think by doing that and dedicating it a certain, I don't know about you guys, but I think when you're taking care of a lot of people, taking even an hour a week out for yourself is a big deal. And I know people who really can't. But I think it benefits so much. And if you personally took an hour or two a week and you had a set schedule for that, or maybe you don't want a schedule for it, but whenever you can do it, you announce it at the beginning of the week. This is going to be my time. And, you know, you come back in a more loving, patient manner to begin with. If it's stress, you know, we get wound up tight like a top that's going to burst and spin out of control. When we take a break and have a little rest, I think it really does serve more purpose. So I think that you need to do that for yourself this coming year. And even if you have to start with an hour or two a month and turn it into a weekly gig, you deserve that, okay? Without guilt, key. All right, I'm coming back in. Lara, will me come and find you for a moment? She's been having some nighttime leg pain. Let me just take a look. Have you tried anything like, I'm sure you have. I know you better than this, but, I want to say I see a wrap, something, you know, of course I go right to the castor oil pack, you know, I truly, and as long as you know you're not allergic to castor oil, please check with your doctor and make sure. But Lara, I don't think so, but I want you to check anyway. I also feel water, high pH water. I feel like you're very tight. I also see some reduction of weight. And when I say that, I mean it really does. Okay, I could do castor oil pack every night for at least 30 minutes. It does help. Okay, good. I like that. I feel like a little bit of sometimes a little just weight loss changes, and not because I think you need it, which I actually do think you're going to lose some. I feel you're shedding some weight coming up. The thing is this, even if we're thin, a little bit of shift, a couple pounds even, 2 to 3, sometimes shifts, and I know this is probably just me and my crazy head, but I really believe this for all of us, a 2 or 3 pound shift can shift something even in the nerve endings in our bodies. And so we don't have to make it an extreme weight loss. I'm not saying anything like that. But even a couple pounds shifts where the damage, like if we have a damaged nerve or a pinched nerve or musculoskeletal pain, or we're not getting enough of this or that we need. I'm sure you take magnesium as well, because that's a great, great thing to do, as you know, as long as you can do well with it and, you know, in your body, your physical body, you know, because if we just shift one little thing, this is what I'm talking about the shift moving forward. She said she has an extra 30 pounds, but she's been trying for so long. How about we make a deal? How about she takes magnesium? It is good for you. I could feel that too. I think even a 3 pound, I see you say the 30, but that's, I don't want to be extreme about it. And this is the thing. I would go for 3. I swear. If you could just go for 3 little pounds, it would shift something in those legs that would take a little pressure off. Even a little fluid, it may be just fluid that I see coming off, it would really help the legs. And then we can go for 3 more. Taking things in small doses is a very good idea right now and not stressful. And I feel we could do this just with good clean water, high pH water. Yes, doing your packs. I know we're at that point, you know. Yeah, let's aim for 3. Because that would shift it enough to take some pressure off. And then you may go for 3 more, but right now we don't need to do that. That'll help you shift those legs, that pain. And it's like magic that I see actually for you. And it looks so, so good that I kind of feel like you're going to be shocked. I do feel like that. You will be shocked. And so you're going to reduce view. I don't think it should be so extreme. I also see another more work coming your way when the sun is in Capricorn, which is right around the corner. And I love that as well. So I see more income for you in the new year. And thank you for being here, okay? All right, let me come in and check it out here. Lara, feel better. Hate those leg cramps. But I'm telling you, I have a good hunch on that 3. Fairy, you know, the third party stories, I'm glad you're open to it because somehow it works. And the dreams work also. Because if I used to get a hunch on something, my kids always say, you know, you don't want my mother for a mother, but because I did work around some of my intuition because I couldn't really say this is coming from my knowing, my psychic knowing, because they would think, you know, oh, you can't mix your work and your personal life, whatever. I'd get the whole lecture, the millennial lecture, I call it. But in any case, but I can say, oh, my friend so-and-so, you wouldn't believe what happened. And I, you know, just set an example that way. And so I hope that does help, okay? Also, I had a dream. Like, say your child, this is just an example. Somebody gets a speeding ticket and you're not supposed to know about it because it's hidden. But then you learn about it, you know? Then you give the storyline that, oh, so-and-so's kid got a speeding ticket and you wouldn't believe what they had to go through to pay it, pay the fine, da-da-da. You know, you kind of have to heighten it a little bit. You keep everybody on the up and up. And I hope it helps. As far as little children, you know, I'm still a big reward person. I really think people respond to positivity. And I like that also. So I hope that helps. I think it's harder for you than everyone else. I could tell you're a sweet spirit, and I also know that you're working on it big time. Hello, Sarah. Welcome. We're happy to have you. Thank you for finding us. And I'm happy to help if you have any questions, always, and welcome to our community. And it's nice to see you here. And let me see who has another question. All right, here we go. I'm just going to come on in now and take another question. But in the meantime, I feel so much protection for everyone now. I definitely feel the spirit energy around you guys. And Sarah, when you came in, you know, I felt that for you too. You know what, honey, this is where I'm going. I could tell you just lost someone, actually. I was just saying the spirit energy is so strong. You're so protected. I'm so sorry for your loss. And there is no way for us to escape grief. And I know I have no right or wrong answer for how you deal with it, or it's such a huge loss for you, and I could feel it, and I could tell, but I can also tell you have a protector and an angel forever with you. And if you can grab onto that for now, and I don't have any magic answers. It's fresh, and it feels like I could feel it. Yeah, everyone is, you're in a great community for support, and so many people here compassionately will help you, and I'm here as well. It's a very, very difficult, you know, loss for you. I know that, and I also believe that there is I see a male energy also behind you, or someone that's going to be in your life that's going to be very supportive in real time. And so one day at a time, you know, for now. But I could tell you, I could feel spirit energy around you right away when you came in, and I could tell you were protected. That's how it feels. And so you have to take one day at a time. That is really the only answer that I have in the now. And I could tell you, you know, some people say time heals, and it does in certain ways. And we learn and we grow in different ways, and we find acceptance and grace. And, you know, these words are like peace, be still, and try to find a place of stillness in yourself to connect with her, because she's definitely with you. And I felt her before I felt you. So I believe that wholeheartedly. Also, I know this sounds weird, but I think picking something up for yourself, like flowers, something to cheer your spirit or your soul, whatever it may be, maybe bright, you know, just maybe something to treat yourself with. I feel that, and taking care of yourself any way you can. I do believe you're going to feel her. I'm choked up because I could feel her energy with you. And I actually see a lot of flowers for some reason. So I like that when I see that, because I feel have a piece of her. A piece of her possession, or like a piece of jewelry, a piece of something that she had that you can hold on to near and dear with you. And also carrying on, not now because it's too soon, but carrying on a piece of her tradition, I think also, because there's something about you that's very much her, and vice versa. You're the opposites as well. So there's a little bit of a very similar and very different, you know, from what I gather from her spirit. It's so good. But I also believe that you see, you have someone in real time that's a masculine energy that's going to be supportive of you as well. And so over time, you'll feel her more and more. Sometimes I suggest broader ideas, but this is really about you. Your grieving has to come from only like with yourself. And that's great, Mark. Thank you. Time will help. Yeah, it's definitely a time that you're always, yeah, I love that. So Mark says 10 to the one that's in pain, Sarah, too. So I feel that. And I feel like in you know, through certain actions and steps, one day at a time is really the best way to take it. But we're definitely with you. And I'm really glad you're here for support. And we'll always be here, you know, for you in that way. And you have a great community. It's so hard. And Mark always used to say, you know, you have to honor that pain. You know, we can't dismiss it. But we also have to identify, like he said, there is a part of you who is so connected to her that you'll feel more, I want to say, positive or pleasant or maybe joyful. Even at times, you'll feel her energy in your space because she is close to you. I feel it. So thank you for being here. And everyone, thank you so, so much for being here with us today. I want to say happy birthday again to Serena. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. I hope you're celebrating yourself as well today. Mark, thanks for being with us today. And also, everyone, don't forget tomorrow night, I'll be over at 1-2 Academy at 6 p.m. Pacific. I'll go ahead and leave the link for you guys here so it's easy to access. And I can't wait to see you all next week. Have a wonderful week. And also on 1-2 day, I'll see you, of course, where it's a fun day over at 1-2. Listen, it's a great day to get a reading. We can even start looking ahead for January if you'd like. But our rates are varied all through the day and night by the computer, so it's a lot of fun. It's like a day full of surprises, especially close to the holidays, so we'll have a good time. Bye, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.